another episode of EMG Recap Podcast, where we highlight three of the top stories written by our reporters at the Daily Emerald over the past couple of weeks. This week, I'll continue to share a variety of our stories, featuring a different story from each of our news desks. One of this week's top news stories is Oregon Senate Bills Address Housing Crisis in Lane County by Joseph Chu. In this story, Chu explains Senate Bills 1530 and 1537, which were both passed on March 5th. The goal of these bills is to help make housing more affordable throughout Oregon. Bill 1530 provided large amounts of money to the Oregon Housing and Community Services Department and distributed millions to Oregon cities for infrastructure projects. Bill 1537, meanwhile, is contributing $500 million for new housing projects. It is also establishing an urban growth boundary, striving to make climate-friendly homes, and, quote, requiring at least 30% of all homes to be affordable based on income levels, end quote. Another $75 million is going to the Housing Project Revolving Loan Fund, which is a part of Bill 1537. According to Chu, quote, these loans to cities will award grants to housing developers low and moderate income housing projects to cover the eligible cost, end quote. SEIU, the Service Employees International Union, hopes that these bills will dramatically improve Oregon and Eugene residents' financial living situations. They would be able to have stable housing without constantly worrying about whether they'll be able to pay rent each month. One arts and culture story, What It Takes to Be an Oregon Rower by Jason Buckley, is a recent feature of UO's men's and women's rowing teams. Buckley delves into the history of rowing, explaining that it was the first ever collegiate sport in the U.S., the first documented race being between Yale and Harvard. Oregon eventually adopted the sport and received national notoriety in 1972 from Sports Illustrated. While most of UO's rowing team members only started rowing in college, they are dedicated to the sport, training Monday through Friday, starting their practice as early as 5:45 a.m. According to sophomore Kyle Natpati, their practices consist of 50 minutes on the rowing machines, 50 minutes of running, biking, and other cardio, and lifting at the gym for 2 days a week. The rowing team stays busy competing and training all throughout the school year. In the fall, they compete in long distance or head racing. In the winter, they train and condition, and in the spring, take part in sprint racing. The frequent training and competitions have resulted in strong bonding on the team. Natpati remarked that, quote, it's a comfortable feeling, being excited to see them every morning and spend time with the people you love. It's the best way to start your day, end quote. This week's opinion story is Maddie Moore's article, Eugene's Due for Even More Bands. The article highlights Moore's positive outlook on the fact that Eugene, already a popular music scene, will be seeing even more bands performing now that the spring weather has arrived in full swing. Quote, as just another person lost in a house show crowd, it seems like everywhere I go, there's a new group in Eugene, end quote, Moore said. Quote, it almost feels like I stumble upon new songs and bands every week, especially in the last month when the cold and rain have eased up, end quote. Moore informs that Eugene has been a popular place for bands to come and perform since as far back as the 1850s. It hasn't stopped being a popular site since. Even after making it through the first initial years of COVID, the band scene continues to surge on. Kayla Kruger, guitarist in the band Girl Band, commented on Eugene's atmosphere. Quote, "I think that weird hippie counterculture is definitely alive and well in Eugene. It creates the perfect foundation for music to succeed and for music to be born." End quote. That concludes another episode of our recap podcast. You can check out the stories mentioned today, along with a variety of our other content, at our website, dailyemerald.com. That's it for this week. This has been Riley Vidomsky for The Daily Emerald. Thanks for tuning in.